Benton's basketball to start the second half. Playing the basketball goal to the left. Loose basketball poked out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds off Chillicothe. Benton playing the goal to the left. Chillicothe the goal to the right. Lady Hornets lead at 24-19. 12 seconds into the second half. Bernard looks to inbound it. Gets into Reynolds on the baseline. Skips it up top to McAndrews. Hands it to Stillman. Bernard comes up to play the point guard spot. Works the right wing now, looking inside to Stillman. Can't get it there. Up top to McAndrews. Keithley has her hands full defending her. Another great battle there. McAndrews fights through a pick. Three ball for Bernard, or for Stillman, rather. And now it's a two-point game. It's 10-0 run for Benton. 24-22. Chillicothe just needs to settle down, play like they did. Three-point shooting was the difference in the first half. Benton in the first half, 1 of 12. Chillicothe, 4 of 6. Keithley shovels it up top to Jones. She controls a wild pass, gets it back to Keithley on the left side. Dribbles up home base. Whitney Clampett to Parkey at the high post. Gets it inside to Clampett. Clampett puts it up off the glass, off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Clampett, after making the first two deuces, is Mr. Next Four. Down court, Williams turns down to the tray. Right wing, Bernard, dribble drive inside. Shoots over Haley Jones, and we're tied up. Let's find some offense, Chillicothe. That's a 12-0 run now. 6:21 left to play in the third quarter, 24 apiece. It's gone from a 12-point lead to a tie-up. Chillicothe hasn't scored in a month of Sundays. Hannah Jones, circle left to Keithley. Keithley drives inside, kicks it out to Clampett. McAndrews defending her, shovels it out to Parkey right side. Benton playing a little bit closer on the perimeter defense, knowing Chillicothe can burn him from the outside. Clampett, circle left. Looks like it was a defensive talk in the Benton halftime locker room. This is the Benton defense I've been expecting. Hannah Jones up top to Carson Keithley. Deja Bernard looks or runs right into Carson. I think Bernard picked up her third foul. And she'll come out, and Cheryl Holly checks in for her. So Bernard, who runs their offense pretty well, comes out. Carson Keithley inbounds it. They're half the court. First foul of the second half. 5:33 left. 24 apiece in the third. Chillicothe is yet to score this quarter. Parkey triple teamed on the low post. Have to do something with it. Gets it out to Jones. Up top to Keithley now. Right side, Hannah Jones looking inside. Can't get it to anyone there. Up top to Keithley. Keithley finds an opening, goes through four defenders, and she's fouled. I held my breath. They pointed to Carson, and I held my breath. This is what was going to happen, and it's a blocking foul. Carson Keithley goes to the line to shoot two. That's the first foul on Mallory McAndrews. There were four defenders there. Could have been on any one of the four. Keithley, first trip to the free throw line tonight. 24 apiece. Chillicothe looking for the first point in this quarter. Almost 3 minutes have gone off. Misses that one. Chillicothe can beg, buy, borrow, or steal a bucket right now. Carson waits for the ball. Gets her second one. Opportunity. Spins it. Goes through her routine, and that one is in. That stops a 12-0 run. And Chillicothe leads it by one, 25-24. Holly down court, right wing to Kylie Williams. And Chillicothe steps up their defense. McAndrews and Keithley both fight through screens. Up top to Holly. Circle left now to Williams. Clampett gives her a little respect. Williams deceptively quick on her moves. Baseline drive blocked by Clampett. Picked up by Chillicothe's Caitlin Parkey. An opportunity here for a basket. 25-24, 4:31 left in the third. Lady Hornets by one. and tried to get it into Haley Jones. A little miscommunication between the Jones girls. Went out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. It is Benton's ball. All righty then. I didn't see that one coming, but I don't see everything. All right. Play some good defense. Get her back, ladies. Holly brings it across the timeline. Up top to Williams. Another uncontested three ball. That one not there. Carson Keithley clears it out. Down court. Why are you trying the half court pass? Went over Caitlin Parkey's head and out of bounds. That's two straight missed opportunities. Still leading by one midway through the third quarter. 3:54 and counting. Leatherman set to check in. Williams. Holly really wanting the ball. They can't get it to her. They go inside to Bernard. Wow. So we get mugged down here and no call there. She stands perfectly still and she's called for a block. All righty. Haley Jones. I never went to a referee school. I just play one on radio. Leatherman set to check in after this first free throw by Bernard. Which is, that's not Bernard. That's double four. That's Stillman.
Checking in for Chillicothe, Maggie Leatherman.
Maggie checks out, and Haley has a breather with her second foul. Haley, first Lady Hornet with more than one foul. Stillman makes one out of two and ties it up. Ollie Frazier, rumble in the jungle. Across the timeline, Chillicothe works it over to Carson Keithley, right side. Lobbed it into absolutely no one. Benton, the easiest steal of the night. Very much miscommunication. I have no idea who that was intended for. McAndrews, three ball, missed that one. Rebound lost in the corner. Who's that going to be on? I never know. And it is Chillicothe's ball. Jariah Mag checks in. 25 apiece, Chillicothe's ball. Can we run our offense here? Get a good pass, get a good shot, get a good result. 3:11 left to play in the third quarter. Not a lot of timeouts in this one just yet. Up top, Carson Keithley. Nothing developed off the screen. They go left wing. Parkey, three ball. That one's money.
3-point basket by
Parkey's second three ball. She has 7 points. Chillicothe on top by three, 28-25. McAndrews, she wants to fire it. Carson's not letting her. They go up top to Kylie Williams. Kick out to McAndrews. Up top to Holly. Working it or between the circles to Jariah Mag. Mag. I asked one of the players, they said Mag. McAndrews, three ball. Didn't even hit the rim that time. Across the timeline, right side, Whitney Clampett looking inside to Leatherman, can't get her. Well defended. Look at Leatherman battle inside with Mag. Leatherman's got an inch or two. Mag got a little bit of size on her. Clampett looked off the three-pointer. Right side, Hannah Jones. Test inside, pulls it back out. Minute 50 left, third quarter, 28-25. Scoring pace slowed down quite a bit this second half. Parkey, circle left. Up top. Almost stolen by Holly. Keithley, nice job protecting it. Minute 33 left. Jones, right side. Still working on all this going out. Behind the three-point line. Whitney Clampett. Right side, Carson looks off a tray. Drives inside. Puts it up in traffic. Was bumped. Didn't get it to fall. And a jump ball. Look at Carson Keithley. Fight for that rascal. Ripped the ball out of the hands just as they called a jump ball. And the Benton player went tumbling. Lady Hornets ball on the possession. This is where you need to score. They said Parkey hooked her. That's the call. Parkey's first foul. 28-25. Coach Darren Smith not getting a lot of calls going his way. Says a couple of polite words and goes back to coaching. Williams across the timeline. Circle right to Holly. Up top. Nothing there for McAndrews. Around the horn to go again. Holly working against Hannah Jones. Baseline. Mag looks it off. Up top, McAndrews didn't want to bother with Keithley. Puts it up, a running one-hander, and that's going to be a foul on which Chillicothe Lady Hornet. That's going to be on Carson Keithley, her second. McAndrew, her first look at the free throw line tonight. She has a bucket in the first quarter, 28-25. First one, doesn't waste any time. That pops it in. Two-point Chillicothe lead now, 28-26. 45 seconds left in the fast-paced third quarter. McAndrew's second one. Picture perfect. Okay, mental note. Let's not foul Mallory McAndrews anymore. 45 seconds. Chillicothe may play for the last shot. Coach Smith holding up one finger on his right hand. Said, let's run it. Let's milk it. Cat and mouse, keep away, whatever you want to call it. And this is a chance for everyone to catch their breath. Hannah Jones just dribbling. No one in anywhere in her area code. McAndrews lets her 18, 17, 16 seconds. Usually go with about 10 to 12. And there's 12. And there's 10. And here comes the play. Right side, Clampett looks off a tray. Dish inside to Leatherman. Turn around. She's fouled. Maggie with that patented turnaround move. Drew the foul. And Maggie goes to the line. 3.5 seconds left. More importantly, that's the third foul on one of their starters, Reynolds. So Reynolds and Bernard both with three fouls when we head to the fourth quarter. 3.5 seconds left. Leatherman gets two looks at the line. That one off the back of the rim. Fouls even at three apiece, 28-27. Chillicothe by one. Conference competition. Chillicothe wants a share of the crown. This is the first one that they have to win. Misses that one as well. Benton, don't foul her. Don't foul her. McAndrews, half-court running Jay. Hits the backboard, not even close. McAndrews doesn't get it done. Fourth quarter is next. Chillicothe nursing a one-point lead, 28-27. Round number 15 of this championship bounce coming up next on KCHI.